The police announced to the nation that they now had probable cause to charge and arrest former Chief Justice of the Republic of Liberia and three other accomplices and occupants of the home on the night of the murder of little Shallow Busu, one of the other occupants, the fifth occupant of the house owned by the former Chief Justice of Liberia.
When you say probable cause, was that presented to the public or that will be done in a court of law?
One of the things the police also said to do to justify its probable cause admission to the public today was that they had said to the public and to the media gallery that they have established that no other occupant of the house was present in that house on the night of February 22, 2023, when the murder took place. So they thought that those who were in the house at the time of the murder of little Shallow Busu were the ones responsible or knew exactly what happened to little Shallow Busu that caused her death.
So in addition to the former Chief Justice, the police intend to charge other people, therefore?
Yes, there are three other persons that the police duly intends to charge along with the former Chief Justice.
In the meantime, the former Chief Justice has been, what, released to her family or to her lawyers?
During the announcement and the holding of the former Chief Justice overnight at the national headquarters of the police, our lawyers moved to the criminal court at the Temple of Justice to pray the court for a writ of habeas corpus. Under our laws, habeas corpus means to demand the living body of the individual held by the state. And so that writ was granted, and today the court hearing was heard at midday at the Temple of Justice. And the judge decided that the police had no justifiable legal reasons to further hold the former Chief Justice and the three other persons, and hence ordered their release to the lawyers.
Let me say, Ledger Hood, I spoke to one of the lawyers, and he also mentioned something about the condition under which the former Chief Justice was held, saying that she was placed in a cell with other people who he said may not have been prisoners.
I cannot validate that, but I can say to you clearly that the police is a responsible institution and they are withholding cells at the Liberia National Police. Who the other occupants of the cells were, I do not know, but I do not believe that the police will, in open glare, try to place the former Chief Justice into a cell that will bring harm to her, especially when the world is watching this particular episode as we move to now the final stages of the investigation and on to trial.
Ledger Hood, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, James.